is Sister Chat Time
on the Your Daily Pass podcast.
You are back with your co-hosts, Courtney Passfield and Fiona Daly.
I hope you're ready for this because you just never know where the conversation might go.
Enjoy.
All right, Courtney, we're rolling a Sister Chat and I know that you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But
what is it?
This one is going to be called We Had a Barney.
We had a Barney. Are you talking about you and me?
I'm talking about you and me having a Barney.
Y'all are seeing the real side of us right now.
Why I want to talk about us having a Barney is because we do get so many really nice comments of how well we get along.
And you just made me a little bit hot under the collar. I'm like, just what like, is going to be
fucking warned up again? No.
What is about to be
revealed? I want to have this conversation with you because you and I have a really, really great relationship. And so many people are like, oh, you've obviously never fired and this doesn't happen and that doesn't happen. And y'all is wrong.
Yeah. So we get into some good ones.
We get into some good ones. But my thing is, I want to share that.
Yeah.
Because that's the good, real the bad, life. The ugly. We're here to share stories.
Yeah.
And I think the way that we work through things, obviously we've had to learn to deal with each other and to do the things. But
I think we need to probably start off with the evolving of us in a fight. So Fiona and I have worked next to each other side by side for 15 years.
Yes.
So let's wind back 15 years. Fiona was 18. I was still just 14. I was turning 15 at the time.
Yes.
So you can imagine, like, I look back at myself as a junior and think, I want to punch myself in the face because if that happened right now.
Yeah.
But anywho, it is one of those things that, like, as kids we fought, but we were also into very different things.
So different things.
Yes.
So I should have been adopted. Yes. Maybe I was. I don't know. Because
one could get lucky.
Nothing like everybody else.
No. Fiona has always had completely different interests. Well, I don't want to say completely different interests because you were always so allergic to everything. And so it's one of those things that our interest was cattle and horses and being outside, and yours was put on you to read books because you physically couldn't go outside.
What else is there to do when one needs to sit in the car and wait for you to muster for an entire 3 days?
Yes, exactly.
So I want to dive into this because I think it's really important, but I think there's something to be learnt by how other people tick.
Yes.
And so when I say we had a Barney, we had a Barney.
Yeah.
Where everybody has learnt to put or an attempt to do a boundary of what works for them.
Yes.
And that doesn't always work for everybody else.
No. So, do you, Fiona, do you have, Christ, I'm going to kick myself that I can't remember who said it to us. It was only a couple of weeks ago, so I don't even know if it's out yet. Someone said to us, either communicate it or deal with it or put up with it or,
Oh yes. If you don't communicate it, then you deal with it.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah, that was good.
It was so better than that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, I think that people almost get too scared to speak up or too scared to say, well, this is my boundary and I'm not doing that because.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't actually have to say because. You can just be like, that's not a me thing. We've spoken out about before how we're like, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
Yep, that's exactly right. But I think the hardest people to put boundaries on is our closest too, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Like, there's exactly. And especially because you and I are not just sisters.
No.
We are business partners. There's a lot going on. Like, our lives are literally entwined.
Yes.
It's
very connected.
I feel like not everyone has this.
No.
But maybe this is why we had this, because we've had to learn each other's strengths, defaults, issues, all your problems. No,
I was going to say, I feel like it's
I feel like you're pointing.
To, attacking me.
It's one of these things where it's like we've had to learn to deal with each other so that you can work again. And, you know, yesterday for me, we had a Barney. Things got pretty heated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
but I think we did quite well. Like, because, I mean, we're going to say we had a Barney and things got heated. But I want to put in there, in a little, I don't know, quotation marks or something like that. Like, I mean, Barney, Fiona and Courtney a couple of years ago would have been head to head, a lot of screaming.
Oh, man. I'd have
we didn't throw hands, but
like thrown hands.
But like, I mean, we've never really thrown hands, but like we would have just
definitely.
Yeah.
It's been like balls to the wall all along.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to lie at all. And I can't believe you just used that one, Fiona. There's, yeah, she just used balls to the wall. I'm so sorry. Yeah, exactly. That's what Fiona and I say to each other. And we've nearly said that so many times on the podcast.
We say it to each other because it's like, don't go small. Just like go all in.
You're all in. Balls to the wall. That's
balls to the wall.
So congratulations, guys. You've just seen another layer of Fiona and Courtney.
Also, we're going to get our own dictionary so that you can understand us. But I want to dive into this because yesterday we had a Barney and it started out with a communication that wasn't with us, you and me exchanged.
Yes, yes.
But you came in thinking that I had stitched you up.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So it was a quick text message when I had 2 seconds to be like, bruh, this is news to me. I don't, that wasn't a me thing.
Yes.
And then it quickly evolved into like a whole lot of hot. And
so, I thought it calmed down. See, I thought when, this is, isn't it funny how like you were like, hey, FYI, that wasn't me. Don't be throwing heat at me because I was totally throwing shade at you at the time.
Man,
I
was like, you were like, it was burnt. And I think that's like, why for me, I wasn't like, this isn't calming down. I'm going to ring this bitch.
Mm. Oh,
no, I wasn't like, I'm going to ring this bitch.
Yeah, this isn't calming down. That's exactly the way to do it, like, Fiona.
She threw shade and I hadn't, like, I was an innocent party. I was like, I don't even know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. But I said, thank you for messaging me and saying, telling me that you weren't. I thought it was that you that was
stitching you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know. And I think it comes down to communication. I know that sometimes the hardest communication is when someone's hurt.
Yeah.
But somebody also has to reach out.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, like, for me, so we had a bit of a Barney and I was just like, I don't know. Holy shit, that got hot real quick. Like, that was not a me thing. And then I spoke to Courtney and she's like, I'm trying to put my boundary in. I'm like, me too. So we had a conversation about our boundaries and where our boundaries weren't lining up.
Yes, exactly.
And how that needed to line up.
Yes.
And then, and for me, when I called you, I was like, I have to call her now and we have to talk this through because today coming here, there to be, like, I was like,
oh, really?
Because I felt there was so much, like, burn, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you thought I would do that to you.
Yeah.
And so my feelings were really like, we're in a really good place. Why does she think that I would do that?
Yes. Yeah.
So, obviously, miscommunication is the start of all evil.
Fuckeries.
Fuckeries, better word. But I think that's the important part that you have to talk about and go, well, why is that a boundary for you? Well, I'm trying to have my mum day. Okay, great. Well, this is a boundary for me because whatever your boundary is.
Yes.
Like, talk it out because I think things only fester and get worse the longer you leave it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think it is really hard. Like, you know, Fiona and I talked about the things that we have together and I think, you know, I suppose for us with the way we evolve is at the end of the day, Fiona has older kids than mine. So you have been through the time of going – mate, I'm about to have my kids go to school and I didn't understand that. And now I'm at that stage and you can be like, yeah, mate, but still that doesn't work. And I think every evolving door, you know, when it comes to family life, you've already hit it before I have and I don't understand that. And so I think that's where the assumption comes up so much because I could only imagine. So for me, you know, a Tuesday, I'm like trying to be fun, mum, you know what I mean? Like it's my last sort of...
It's your last hurrah. Your kids
before the kids go to school and things like that. And so for me, I'm like, okay, I just want to totally be this person, whereas you've already been through that. And in that time, I wouldn't have understood those boundaries.
Yes, yeah.
And you can obviously say hugely yes to that, right? Because I wouldn't even thought of that to be needing a boundary either. And I think that's what's really interesting in like where you say that communication is key. And I know we say that and it's such a cliche thing to say, but it is so freaking true.
But it is, it's like the be all and the end all.
Well, I think because we do so much together, we also assume so much of each other and probably more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like probably more than most other people. Does that make sense to you? Like, can you see how that
Yeah, I can see works? That because we do spend so much time, like our lives collide in a lot of different ways. So there's an expectation set on everything.
Yeah, hugely.
That we've learnt to have to speak about.
Yes. And I think this is what's so interesting because your and I relationship, although we're sisters, it is very much quite similar this is going to sound weird. How I'm going to say that to a relationship, as in a couple, right? Like I know, don't take it the weird way, right?
No, but no,
like,
no, I'm with you.
Because we are so
It's because on parallel we do so path much together.
Exactly, that's exactly right, and that's why it's interesting for us to have this conversation on the mic, right, in the recording, because you and I can have that conversation, whereas other people might not have that with their partner or their lover or their significant other or and things like that. Yes, and so I think that's why, you know, I mean, I got a little hot under the collar when you first brought it up, I'm not going to lie. But well, you're
she's going to burn me on
Yeah,
here.
I was like, dang, girl, no. You're fucking taking it.
Well, I was like,
you're taking this shit international.
Well, I just feel like it's a conversation that people need to have because there is such a, and it's the conversation that sits in my mind about why I wanted to start the podcast. I had somebody say to me, you don't strike me as someone who ever cries in the shower because shit's going wrong. Yeah, and I was like, damn, girl, you got no idea what, like, at the time, my kid was sick as shit.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And we were taught, like, things were hectic. Hugely. So that's where I want there to be that transparency that, yes, we do all these things together and, yes, we spend all this time together, but people got boundaries and people will protect their boundaries.
Well, I think that's where it's also very interesting because we can spend so much time passing, but then we don't actually – and I think this is for a lot of couples in their relationships too.
Mm-hmm.
We can spend so much time in passing, but we don't actually spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, true.
And I think that is one thing that is really misled because it's like, oh, you know, you're always with each other. But I'm always with you. Like on a Wednesday, I'm with you in podcast mode.
Yeah.
On a Thursday, I'm with you, you know.
Salon mode.
As a businesswoman mode. Like at that time, you are my sister, yes. But at the start, like you're also my business partner. And the way we think is because of the way, you know what I mean? Like we.
Yeah, yeah. Our business hats are on.
Sure. And so as a rule, we actually probably don't spend a lot of family Fiona and family Courtney together.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that we can probably find we lose each other because today we're podcast mode, tomorrow. And I think, you know, even at, you know, taking it back to how their listeners can really understand this, it's like, you know, today you might be mum mode or husband's on shift or this is what's happening. And, you know, things are always swapping and changing. And I think it is really easy to lose yourself in that passing each other because you don't actually stop and.
Well, you don't stop and share.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, and I guess now that the podcast getting that so much busier,
yes,
our share time is decreased because we're not just like, cool, we've got an hour in between. Let's sit down and we'll talk about this while this is uploading.
Yeah.
Now we have that shorter time and it's because we want to push it further and further.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Exactly. But it's still having to like nurture that other relationship. Otherwise you lose all your, you know, podcasts and your business ones as well.
Well, and I think it's also, it just shows that even growth in an amazing, cool, fun, you know, just extravagant way does still come at a cost. And I think that is also something to remember that, you know, when you're starting a family, when you're like you've got kids or you've got a business and all these amazing things, everything comes at a cost.
Yes. Yeah.
And most of the time we don't realize what that cost is. And I'm not saying financial, I'm saying cost in all different ways.
It's life cost, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In so many different ways. And that's what makes it hard and also very confusing because you think you're doing something for such a good reason, but then when you do start to go, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
There's that cost. I see that now. It really shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it just comes down to having that conversation.
Mm.
You really just have to talk about things or say, hey, just so you know, this is my day where I need to do this.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I can't do this anymore. I got to change my work habits.
And it also comes back to our conversation about overwhelm too, doesn't it? You know, in the fact that
I think that's a lot of the time when you do have a Barney, it's because there's been lack of communication.
Yeah.
And then that leading to the overwhelm and everyone's got this expectation that – or this thought that I'm doing more or I'm doing this or I'm doing whatever.
Yeah.
Because the overwhelm's kicking on in.
Because and that's such a huge, huge one, isn't it? Like that overwhelm. We forget how much that consumes us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, but I definitely think now that you have told me why you want to talk about our Barney, I'm not going to lie, I did get a little bit like, where's she going with this?
A little bit steamed about this. No, and I think, you know, the world becomes a better place because I think you're sort of like everyone clashes and you're like, you know what, I'm going to give him a few days to calm down. But does that actually help? Or do you need to be like, all right, we need to have a conversation about this now. This is what I didn't like. This is what I think you assumed of me. And this is what I then assumed of you. And that's why things get a bit heated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's where, you know, even Brené Brown, she used to do the whole, this is what I'm telling myself.
Yeah, the story.
The story that I'm telling myself is this, 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 and this. And I think coming back to those roots, it's kind of, you're not putting it all on somebody else either. You know, you're not putting all of that.
Yeah.
Well, you should be doing this because it takes that.
Yeah.
Takes the edge off it. Well, it's like
when you're pointing one finger at somebody, you've got four fingers pointing back.
Yeah.
So I think the Brené Brown thing was probably the most instrumental tool in your and my relationship to be able to say, the story I'm telling myself is you think that I need to do this or you think that.
Mm.
Is that what's going on here? Because that's what's burning me up.
And I think what's been really amazing is even though, like we say, we are very close, we have so many businesses together, we do so much together, there is still at the end of the day, we are two different people.
Yeah.
And from when we utilize that tool, because it doesn't always get used, right? Like, no, it's easy to get heated.
Let's
like,
be honest here.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And when you're like proper wound, ain't no way someone's bringing that out. You just like, everyone just wants to voice their thoughts.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But like, there is, it's been amazing when that tool is actually used, how much it's like, what? That's stupid. No?
Yeah.
I didn't think that. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you really don't?
It's a real, yeah, real thought.
I think the big thing that always comes up with that is whatever one of your biggest insecurities are, that's what it feels like.
It shows.
It's not a little torchlight. It's a whole spotlight just gets put straight onto that.
And I think the other thing is the apology power, you know, to be able to say, look, I need to apologize to you. I'm sorry that I thought this.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought the heat.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, just saying, look, I'm sorry that I thought.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry that that brought that up in me. Because we all go, you know what? We don't want to be the one that's wrong. No. We all want to be coming out on top.
It's never fun. It's never fun to be the wrong one. Like, exactly. Let's face it.
It's not as fun. It's good to walk away and be just like, yeah.
It's like that meme, you know, no fun things ever come from eating salad, but it does from getting on the grog. Like, it's never as fun.
True that.
But
the power in that to be able to say, I'm like, because that was when things de-escalated for me yesterday.
Yeah, really.
When you said, because I was just like, what? Like, I just can't believe this. Like, I was so in shock from the burn that I was like, I just, like, how?
Yeah, right.
How has this gone from?
See, I was the opposite. When you said, hey, that wasn't me, like, but it wasn't like a just so you know. Like, it was like a, hey, like, that wasn't me. That's news to me. I was like, okay, thank you for messaging me because that really upset me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought that in that, I was like, okay, so she didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to town.
Yeah, yeah.
On me.
Yeah, yeah. She was not the one stitching up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But for me, because I guess because I had time to fester.
Yeah.
Because then things were building up for me that it was like, okay, well, now I've got to do this or, you know, all this extra pressure. I was like, what is going on here?
Mm.
And then so when you said to me, I'm sorry that I thought this and that really, you know, heated it up.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
I get it. I understand.
I get it that you're actually, you were reacting to what you thought was going on.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, it is one of those things that, when it is a communication and how it sort of happened for us, because I was communicating to who I thought like was you, like, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's confused the show.
Yeah.
But it also shows that it happens to everybody and at every stage and you can feel like you're like, oh, yeah, no, we've got a great, it's still going to pop up, but it's learning how long it takes you to fester about it and learning how long it takes you to work through it is what decreases over time.
Exactly. And I feel like it's never too soon to have the conversation, but it's also never too late.
Mm.
Like, I feel like you could absolutely say to somebody that 2 months ago you had some words and you walked away. If you're still thinking about that, I feel like you could absolutely go to that person and be just like, wait, when you got a minute, I would love to chat to you about that encounter because it's still playing on my mind.
Yeah.
And have that real conversation.
Mm.
To be like, the story I'm telling myself or what that brought up for me is why I've avoided you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because imagine how much more power there would be in the world if we just had a conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is the scariest bloody thing in the world too.
Yeah. Oh, hugely. And I mean, that's why we've got so much shit going on too at the end of the day. But I do definitely feel that when it is something that is a thing that doesn't, say, affect you, it's always like not as such a big drama. But when it's a trigger warning to you, like when it's that
shows up your
insecurities, like when it when it's an insecurity on yourself, that's when it's really like, okay, right, what's going on here?
Yeah. Why am I so triggered by this?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Like the more you think about it and go into it, but at the time, your brain doesn't do that either. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, I don't want there to be judgment on that because I think at the end of the day, you're only human. But how can you maybe step back into that later and go, right, this is where we're at?
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Little food for thought there.
Exactly.
I just wanted to share that because I thought, do you know what? I feel like people's perception of us is just not right.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, everyone has their bad days or everyone has their hormonal days or everyone has their this or that. And I don't want to, like, lay blame and be like, oh, that's just all it was.
Everybody has something going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing in life, that we compare ourselves. You know, the comparisonitis kicks in.
Yes.
And we do a whole bunch of comparing and we're like, well, you know, people say to me, oh, I wish my relationship with my sister was like that. I'm just like,
yeah, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Exactly. You can make it like that.
Who's got the power on that one?
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly right. And I think what's really interesting is, you know, I said at the start of the podcast that, you know, we're at two different stages and you're always moving through a stage before, you know, when it comes to mum life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like when it comes to mum life,
I get it. Yep.
You're sort of moving through that stage. But then what I probably also need to add to that is it's also easy to forget the stage too, right? You know what I mean? Like, one day you had my kids, you're like, oh, fuck, I've got to put all these kids' shoes on. You know, like it was
And I still say that, you know, like there is 11 months between your twins and Elena. So that's not a great deal of time.
But
because Grace's then older.
Yeah.
But
she's up.
She does the things that he does, it just like Eli does the things that the twins do.
Yes.
So that is my biggest realization. And I always say to people, when I have your kids, I always forget because I'm like, my kids, I'm like, get your water bottle, your hat, put your shoes on and meet me in the car. They're in, they're clicked in.
Yes.
I get in the car, we drive away.
Yeah.
Your kids, it's different because they're that little bit younger. And so everybody needs to remember that. But we also all have different routines and things at home.
Yeah.
And different, I guess with kids, different structures that they learn.
Yes. And different ones that's like, that's a priority for you, but like that doesn't really mean anything to me.
Exactly.
But that one is.
I mean, you could be somebody who keeps hats in the car.
Yeah.
I don't keep hats in the car. But you know what I mean? Like just things like that will throw somebody out, especially when they're little.
Yes.
So it's just, I don't know. I think you can never ask too many questions.
Yeah.
Like I think you can always say, like, how do you do this? How do you guys like to do this?
And I think at the end of the day, when you come to a conversation with love and compassion and without judgment or blame, you can work through it.
Yeah. And when you straight out just want to learn.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're in life, what are we doing? We are learning from other human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to further this conversation with a partner, with a friend or with a somebody, don't be afraid to have that conversation. Yes, it's going to be awkward, but just sit in the awkwardness. Like it's not going to be awkward.
Sometimes that shit comes out awkward.
Yeah. But like don't think it has to be not awkward too. You know what I mean? Like just sit in it.
Don't go in with a schedule of, you're meeting. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go in with love and compassion and maybe roll in there with the story I'm telling myself is.
Yeah, yeah, that one's a good one. I'm not going to lie. That one always kicks the gears in the right direction.
It does. It really does. And if you can honestly tell the person the story you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Us healing the world. One Barney at a time.
So from two Australian bogans who had a Barney yesterday who are totally fine now, we hope
exactly
you guys can do the same.
I hope you can recover from your Barney in a couple of hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe talk to the person, otherwise you're just fester and just ready to punch on.
Get it over
Don't
and done
punch
with.
On, it's not good.
Make it awkward. Get it awkward. That's okay. A bit of awkwardness is fine.
Hold we the love. Hand.
Exactly. No, don't. Don't do that, you creeper. Now I'm going to be worried. Right, I've got to get out of the studio before she comes and creeps up on me. Guys, we hope you have a fantastic day. Let us know what you think of the sister chat because we do love hearing from you. That is for sure. Make sure you subscribe. Do all the things.
Click all the things. Click on the
follow. We love you guys.
You know what? Share this one with the person you'd like a conversation with.
Oh, that would be awkward as shit.
Wouldn't it be awkward? You could be like,
yeah, that's one way to start the conversation.
You're like, I don't know if you've heard this, but yeah, have a quick listen.
Have a little listen and see how you go.
You've got some issues and we need to discuss them. No.
Don't do that. That's on the what not to do. Exactly.
But you know what? You have a fabulous day.
Yes.
And we'll be back in your ears real soon.
Otherwise,
stalk back and find us again.
Exactly. Bye-bye.